This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
Let's listen to this one. This is about cameras, about the vehicle that morning. This is before we learned that there was no camera footage of her being dropped off, but they sure like to talk about it like there was. Let's take a listen.
She was spotted walking by the church, by the middle school, on the cameras. They saw her hang out in the parking lot for a little bit and then get up and leave. They didn't see a vehicle or anything else. They just saw her walk away around 9 a.m. heading towards the school, but she never made it.
What has the school said? Have you been in contact with the school?
Yes, that they're doing everything they can. They've given me all their resources. The principal's called me. They've looked at their cameras. I don't think they've caught anything. The cameras is too far away from the sidewalk. Everything is too grainy, so they can't see specific faces. But they've looked. I'm just waiting to hear anything else from them.
Another one, a lot in there, talking about those cameras and coming up with excuses as well. I'm curious as to where they even got that camera story to begin with. What did you take?
Yeah, so she's giving you reasons why she's missing. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, what she did was, hearsay, or someone had told her that they saw someone that looked like it could have been her that was over there. All she was doing was repeating what someone else told her, mm-hmm. and then applying that towards her, that it's her daughter. So she could probably do that pretty seamlessly, right? Because she's actually speaking from memory, not test, but in memory, but it wasn't really her, and she knew it wasn't. And then you can see the distress in her forehead. She gulps two or three times. Again, that's in the fear responses. She shoulder shrugs. Shoulder shrugging is coming from leakages of deception. But they usually, when they give you lots of information that is not going to help the case, that is not pertinent, that's irrelevant, mm-hmm. Those are always indicators, because when we look at a truthful story, we look at the lead up to the story is about 25%, the body of it's 25%. And then 25 towards the close. She closes a lot with, and yeah. So yeah. There's that lots of lead up, right? Almost the same amount as the story, and abrupt drop. So it's 50-50 zero. It should be 25-50-25 or somewhere close mm-hmm. to that.
Susan, do you feel like, obviously everybody deals with traumatic situations differently, but this is a woman that we're watching on a video whose daughter, at this point when she's being recorded, the daughter is missing. Shouldn't there be a lot more emotion and distress than we're seeing?
Sure. And you know, I've talked about that so much in the lesson. Thank you for bringing this up, because there's a lack of emotion. Sometimes it's not the emotion that they're exhibiting, it's the lack of it. So it's either the increase of the emotions or the decrease, and you would expect to see tears or some redness of the eyes or distress in the forehead and the eyebrows pinching together in sadness, slumped shoulders. You know, there's the lack of affect in the face, all of those things which are significant with worry, right? Worry mm-hmm. and concern, and they don't shed any tears. All we do is just have this detachment. And that's what I see throughout, is this emotional detachment from not calling her by her name, not by her title, which is my daughter, the lack of emotional affect, the fear responses, the anxiety, the major anxiety, which are stress indicators. And stress indicators, along with the words that she's using, is showing stress, which is the stress that is associated with deception. So, yes, I mean, I think the average person would be frantic. And the other thing is, what we never heard her come out of her mouth was a call to action. Mm-hmm. There was never a call to action. And also, when a person feels helpless, What do? They lean in and they're using their hands. Their face is distraught. They're crying. You know, there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. And then you see cracking of their voices. And you see a lot of this because everything that we are feeling is exhibited through our nonverbals. This is a physiological effect. When that is not consistent with what you would consider being a natural grieving person, and the totality of things, it's really off. It just doesn't seem right. So, you know, there is, of course, research that sometimes people would cry at a happy event, or right, they may laugh at a funeral. You know, it's that nervous laugh or giggle, right? Or the crying watching a sad movie or what have you. But I'll tell you what, I could have cried more at a Super Bowl commercial than I did.
Yes. Yes. You know?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.